do this and you will live. Go and do likewise. These very simple, down-to-earth words are the frame for today's story of the Good Samaritan. And the frame is very important. It gives us the right disposition to look at this beautiful story. The Lord knows us very well, of course, so he reminds us that in the end, what really matters is to do this. It is very good to think, to reflect about these things, to consider and to pray about these things, but that's never enough if when the time comes, we don't act like the Good Samaritan. And this simple reminder is particularly important for us who know this story very well. But when we hear the story again today, we need to remember to be fully aware that it is the Lord himself who is pronouncing these very words to us right now. For a reason, not just for fun, but for a reason. So therefore, there is a very first simple conclusion. In some way, without question, the Lord is asking us, each one of us, to actually think and reflect with openness. How are we called to act likewise? What does that mean for me in my life? Because knowing the story and its meaning is a very good start, but it's not a guarantee that we will actually act according to the story. There is a fascinating experiment that shows just this truth. A group of researchers gathered a group of students, of theology students. They were preparing for ministry. And they gave them this task. They had to prepare a talk on some biblical topic. And then from where they were gathered, they will have to walk through campus to another building to give their presentation. The researchers placed this actor between the buildings, portraying someone who was in deep pain, just groaning in suffering. Now, we would expect that people who are in training for ministry would obviously stop by, see what was going on, try to help, especially those for whom the specific assignment was to prepare a talk on the Good Samaritan. The interesting result, the main result of the research, is that there was actually just one factor that made a significant difference, and that was whether they were in a hurry or not. Because the researchers told a group of students, you can go ahead, go to the other building, there's just a few minutes before you start. And to the others, they said, you better hurry, you're a little late. So 63% of those who had some time actually stopped and tried to help these men. But only 10% of those who were in a hurry, including those who had just prepared a talk on the Good Samaritan, actually stopped. These are people who knew Scripture very well, who obviously, by definition, want to help humanity. They were preparing for ministry. And some of them even knew how to speak about the Good Samaritan. But when in a hurry, almost all neglected to do this, to act like the Good Samaritan. So when we think about the story, the parable, who knows, maybe the priest and the Levite were also in a hurry. Maybe they were on their way to do something good and important. And while we don't know that, we do know that we are often in a hurry, and usually to do good things. We tend to be busy. And the problem is when that, our circumstances, determine whether we will act like the Good Samaritan or not. We ask questions. Do I have time today? Do I have the patience right now to call that person? Do I feel like I can forgive or ask for forgiveness? When in the gospel, the scholar of the law, who obviously knew God's law very well, wanted to justify himself, he asked that very simple question. So who is my neighbor? Meaning, who qualifies for my charity? But the Lord made very clear that that is the wrong question. That is not about who qualifies to be my neighbor, but the simple fact that we are the neighbor of whoever is in need, right there in front of us. That's what he asked. Which one of these was neighbor to the victim? And the answer, the one who treated him with mercy. This is simple. This is not complicated. In the first reading, we heard that this command is not too mysterious, but rather something very near to you. You only have to carry it out. Now, we are usually busy, and usually with good things. We rarely have just time to spare to go out and see who's in need of my help. We're often in a hurry. But this is one very important point. Mercy and charity are not occasional luxuries for our leisure time. They are the concrete ways in which Christ calls us to be, to become more like himself, neighbor to all, giving to those who are in need of our help now, in front of us. This can be very challenging because it will disrupt our plans, our usually great plans to do good things. But these are the wonderful ways in which God surprises us with his love. Hopefully then, today's parable will be an occasion not only to think or maybe to speak about charity, but to just go and try to do this, to act likewise, to carry it out. The Lord will surely come to us through the needs of others. So hopefully, and God willing, we will be their neighbor, but in the end, we will be his neighbor, because this is the path that he gives us for eternal life.